Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you listen to this post. It's actually almost 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like 1:46 in the morning, so we'll say hi. Hoping I can fit all this in 10 minutes. I just did a Facebook post. If you're following me on Facebook, simply go read it. It might give a little bit more detail, not sure. But as there have been a couple people who have said they miss my audio booms, I'm just going to go ahead and do this one as quick as I can. Some of the things to find out, you know, if you want some definite good updates, definitely go look at my girlfriend's blog. Look at May's blog. It is www.canadianlinks.ca, and look at the baby category. That'll definitely keep you up to date on that. I think she's going to be putting out a post here soon. For those of you who may or may not know, we just got out of training as of Friday for our new jobs. Yes, I say new jobs because we actually both were hired by Red Roof Inn. We actually work from our home. And I'm very proud of May because this is actually her first paying job. She's had a lot of volunteer jobs. One recently that, you know, she helped take some of the calls for Odin Mobile with me, especially if we got bogged down or if I had to go somewhere and she was available and I wasn't, like, shopping or whatever the case might be. But at any rate, this is her actual first paying job, and I'm very proud of her. She's doing a really good job. But at any rate, yes, this is our actual first day of working. Mine, I was supposed to work Sunday. That kind of fell through thanks to technology. Tuesday, same with technology. However, the IT person for Red Roof's call center was actually sick, so called in sick. And then today, Tuesday, August 2nd, well, okay, it's Wednesday now if you want to get technical, but Tuesday, August 2nd, I ended up starting a little bit over an hour late. Again, because of technology, but not only that, my internet / cable, everything here was down. Time Warner ended up coming here pretty quickly and getting it up and going, and then the IT guy fixed my workstation here, and then I started working. While I make less at this job than I did with the Odin Mobile job, this one, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot more challenging. And that's not to bash Odin Mobile in any way, shape, or form, so don't take it that way. It's just a state of fact that this one is a lot more challenging. Had to learn a whole bunch of stuff and even take 5 tests and had to pass all 5. One of them was a written test. The other 4 tests were mock phone calls, mock reservations. At any rate, the way we've done this, and it's a very smart idea if you think about it, what we did was I took second shift, May took third. Reason for this is once Jaden is born, as we refer to him, Baby Jay, at least someone will always be around for him, regardless of, you know, who is working, whatever the case might be. As it stands right now, I stay up until about 3 o'clock in the morning, which is when May gets off of her lunch break, as she works 10 to 6:30. That's 10 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. I work 2 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So as you see, there's about a half hour overlap, but that's okay. We don't see that as being too much of a problem. So, like I put on Facebook, you know, I hope people don't think I'm ignoring them or whatever the case might be, but this schedule is definitely going to take some getting used to, and so if I seem like I'm rather distant and, you know, not around much on Twitter and whatever the case might be, now at least you know why. We both love the job, and it's definitely a fun one, and like I said, a lot more challenging. But it's definitely, you know, I'm having to change my schedule. So that's what I'm getting used to at the moment. At any rate, We will most likely, assuming everything stays planned the way it is, we'll be most likely moving to Springfield, actually, probably February or March of next year. Short version, a coworker. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for that coworker. She is friends with her landlord, and not only the landlord, but the managing people who manage the landlord's properties for them as they go to Alaska a lot. At any rate, she had a talk with them, and once the house is fixed up that they are working on at the moment, we have first dibs. They will come to us first and ask if we still want it. So as long as things stay the way they are at the moment, as far as, you know, if they still remember to do that or whatever the case might be, we will be moving. So there you go. I'm not sure what else I can really say. Like I said, I know this is only 10 minutes. I'm just trying to keep everything quick and short and everything. But definitely, just watch for things on Twitter. I may try and post on my blog from time to time, but I promise nothing. Like I said, if you want to keep tabs on the Baby Jay, as we call him, definitely, again, look at May's blog again, www.canadianlinks.ca. And like I said, pull up the baby category, and that'll help you to keep track of what's going on with Jaden and how things are going. So at any rate, take care, stay safe, and hope to hear from all of you sometime soon.